Well, we're back from our little break, and we're here with Forgotten 247 and Obsidian Mirage, and they're going to do their podcast, Exode. Take it away, guys.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Statler Radio. It's great to hear everybody that is tuned in online. And in the universe, I like the fact that these waves are emanating out into the space. And we have a great show for you programmed for this evening. It consists of our album. It's called Evolution Execution. And Evolution Execution was the album that Obsidian Mirage and Forgotten 247 and Blue 2, who could not make it this evening, crafted for your listening pleasure in circa 1995. And so we'd like to do just a few tracks. We'll talk about the lyrics, what the meaning was to us. Essentially, it is an album about the hacker culture, and I think it needs no further introduction.
Well, why don't we start off with the first track and take it from there?
Let's do it.
All right. So here's Evolution Execution.
Evolution execution, both are necessary. Four ideas to appear to best your adversary. Some have one or the other, only halfway there. You've been both with each other and they must be fit.
Perhaps someday you'll see it clearly. The two must be held together, oh so dearly.
Concentration until the job is done. Let these guide you through your task until the battle's won. Character and stamina will show that you're all awesome. Self-confidence is critical. Think and persevere.
Creative process can be random. All great minds can think in tandem.
Presentation. Show off what you learn. Introduce your handiwork with the respect that you have. Ride the wave of victory now that you prevail. Remember those before your time who tried the task and failed.
Public response may be inspiring. All their thoughts may be.
Execution, both are necessary. Four ideas to appear to best your adversary. Some have won, or the other, only halfway there. View them both with each other, and they must be fit. Indignation, conflagration, a both one must be wary. Misuse of a new idea often leads creators, sorry. Misdirection of your power can get you trapped inside. When success proves your esteem, beware the sin of pride. Beware the sin of pride. Beware the sin of pride.
So, that was the title song from our album, Evolution Execution. And Evolution Execution refers to the ability both to evolve an idea and then to execute on it. It takes both, as we say, to have the idea and then to capitalize on it, essentially. It's a age-old concept, and yet it still requires a presence of mind today in order to make it effective. And the Evolution Execution, it became the title song for the album because it represented the philosophy behind Exode at large.
Well, and the culture at the time.
And the culture at the time, you know, of course.
You get an idea and then you have to strive for it. Like, even for the album. I mean, this is 93, 94 when we were writing it. Much younger, didn't have access to a recording studio. We assembled parts from Radio Shack and multiple other places to even do the album. And it was really, you know, we had a vision and we pulled together resources that we had and put it out there.
That's right. Evolution Execution was the product of just a few creative minds working independently in the you know, almost in the wilderness in terms of in terms of the cultural surroundings, and the fact that it worked, the fact that it got done, that this was a project that became an album, was a minor accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
at best, but one that was very meaningful to both the band personally and, I believe, to the quote-unquote scene at the time.
Yep. Yeah, it came together of multiple people coming from the backgrounds that we came from through BBSs at the time, you know, kind of pooling resources, pooling ideas, and, you know, when we started, if anyone said we would have had an album or, you know, 15, 16 songs, we wouldn't have thought that was the case, but we got there, and it was heavily driven by both, you know, kind of the counterculture at the time, as well as the underground BBS community, some of the startings of the internet at the time, people we met online, global interactions. You know, it was definitely an interesting crew we were working with at the moment.
Exode, EXODE.
Shall we pull the cord?
Let's pull the cord.
Why don't we pull the cord? Here we go. Here's pull the cord.
Coming.
So,
as you can tell from that, there's plenty of references back that early '90s.
Ma Bell's billing plan represses the common man. Unwitting public, they just pay. But I'll show you another way. Right?
Why don't we pull the cord?
I mean, that is the essential essence of Pull the Cord, right?
Yeah. And the references in that song all over the place. Red boxes, cable descramblers, pretty much everything at the time where if you were on the online community, you know, these were all over the place. People just trying to find ways to both learn about the technology, take it to another level, just starting to play with things, you know, seeing where the limits were, pushing the limits beyond the limits, and you know, not just succumbing to what people were handed at the moment.
Cable descrambler, ain't it nice? Pirating Playboy, also Spice, right?
Yeah.
It's what you did.
Rolls off the
right?
tongue.
if there, you know, was some kind of pay TV that you did not have to pay for because you had an alternate means, maybe you went ahead and pursued that.
Yep. You know. Back at the time we were doing it, at least where we were in the United States, there weren't a whole lot of, you know, local communities that you could go to get information. So we were online, on the bulletin boards primarily, right? Internet was still in the just up and coming. People weren't really on there. You couldn't really find the resources you were looking for. If you were online, you had the Jolly Rogers cookbook, which has many interesting things in it that you can use that mostly you can't use at the time, even back in early '90s.
That's right. Pull the cord was all about literally pulling the ripcord, right? Is escaping. You know, you're flying through the air and you pull the cord and you could see the ground coming up upon you. Just you're hurling towards it and you have this great, you know, vision of what was out there, and for the taking.
Yeah, and you know, at the time, there weren't a whole lot of people doing it. You know, it was really community-driven, community-led, and you know, one of the things that we did back then, and you know, through music, through just online presence, was really trying to get people engaged to think differently. You know, maybe a call to arms, you might say.
Hmm.
So maybe we should maybe we should show them what a call to arms sounds like. Here we go.
Fall. Now the fight intensifies. Both of us may say that a love must stand, though hearts may break from the task at hand. Though you've promised me a thousand times, will you keep your word as the hour arrives? Herein lies the test of fate. Will you keep me safe? Will you let it break? Will your eyes be closed? Will you see it all? Will you rescue me? Will you let me fall?
Hey, so thanks for listening. Will your eyes be closed? Will you see it all? Will you rescue me? Will you let me fall? This is, you know, meaningful words for one who's on the front lines and beyond, really. It's 3,000 years. Where have they gone? I'd like to think we're moving on. That's, you know, about the beginning of Western civilization. And you could be right there, or you could be a passive, you know, participant, or not even a participant, but a passive audience member, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
Well, it really ties into a lot of the things we're seeing and hearing about today, like the conferences earlier with Snowden, where, you know, it's been said, hey, you've got to be accountable for your actions, and you have to call people out. You know, if you see something wrong, you got to do it. And that song really is, hey, are you just going to sit around and kind of take what comes to you, or are you going to try to make a difference, do a little more critical thinking, be a little more proactive, not just accept what's handed to you, but really, you know, it's not really, you know, here we are 20 years later almost from when it was written, and, you know, we still don't see people taking that many strides. You know, we see Manning, we see Snowden, we see people like that. But still, how many people are in positions where they could really change the world and just don't, for whatever reason?
I think one of the key lines in that song is, not until they have the vision can they make their own decision. Now the fight intensifies. Both of us may not survive. Did we ever say that our love must stand? Though our hearts may break from the task at hand, right? This is really what embodies the movement, and in our sense of the word, what the vision is, where we go from here. And I just say, you know, thank you to everybody who's listening, and also that it's a special experience to be able to communicate this little bit of what the world was like back at a time when we were discovering what was out there.
Yep. Yeah, like we said, they weren't the communities that exist today. There wasn't the online presence today. You know, the world truly is global now. Everybody is milliseconds away, within reach, and back then that wasn't the case. You know, it was a bunch of people really trying to make a difference, finding each other through, you know, grassroots means, and really doing these efforts and doing these works, you know, in their basements. They had basement laboratories for this, which
a basement laboratory was a place for experimentation, and we
might have a little song about that. Here we go.
There may be.
Basement laboratory, anarchy is our glory.
Ah, yes. So there we have the tale of the people sitting at home trying to make a difference and spread the news and really warning what that comes with, because it, you know, it brings along with it discovery, knowledge, information, but not always positive outcomes, as many of the people here can probably relate to, and as we see in the media.
All above is solemn truth. Heed this warning, intrigued youth. Those who don't believe our tale, you're rodents anyway.
Yep. Kind of sums it up right there.
Well, that and long hours at the terminal makes free phone calls possible. Right. You know, that was our raison d'être in a certain time and a certain place. Cyberspace is, it evolves, it is, it exists to be. And, you know, you can't count it out, you can't count it down, you can count it up.
Well, you got to make it what it is, right? It doesn't stay stagnant.
It will always be around, that's right.
It grows into what we make it. And that was really the thing, is at the time, you know, people didn't know what direction it was going to head in. And it was really, there's this platform, there's this media, where is it going to go? You know, things were just being put out there to be used. You know, the World Wide Web was, hey, great idea, lets people connect, lets people share information, but, you know, no restrictions, no rules, no really regulations of what could be published, and that's somewhat still the case, but it doesn't exist like that globally everywhere, and there's still a lot of room for improvement. And, you know, we see things like the deep web and the dark web, where you need even, you know, to go the next step beyond these days to get into them. And you know, it does
take on a little different meaning today, a little deeper meaning. You know, back in the day, during the scene, the heyday of the scene, some things were easier to, you know, to grasp. But yet the ultimate aim was the same, and so everybody can understand, you know.
Yeah, and I think the one consistency was, like, back then when there weren't a lot of people, you know, the ones that pushing the envelope, pushing the edge, trying to see what they could do, you know, they were always worried, you know, is somebody watching me, what's going to happen, where is this thing going? And, you know, today, same thing, right? I mean, look around the news. You know, is what's the NSA looking at? What's these guys looking at? What those guys looking at? You know, it you have the sense that someone's always watching, you know, these days more than ever. But, you know, back when we were doing our thing, it was probably fewer people pushing the envelope, but, you know, more paranoid, because right now the assumption is, like, everybody is being watched. But here's a little song that kind of sums up the feeling, you know, that feeling from 20 years ago.
A little bit of the paranoia, yep, that you may have been experiencing if you were on the scene at the time and being watched.
Yep. So here we go. This is called Eyes of Fear.
Watching, eyes of fear, could it be Gestapo's here? Thought you made the freak alone, but an agent dragged you home.
Someday they will call, you must always have role to deny. Someday they will call, you must always have role to deny.
Filching data through the lines, they're watching all the time, absconding passwords and IDs, put the network on their knees.
Someday they will seize, you must withstand their pleas to provide. Someday they will seize, you must withstand their pleas to provide.
Red boxing in idle time, should they think that it's a crime? If I steal a card or two, just a way to bash my blue.
Someday they'll control, you must escape their hold and abide.
writ by Telco Sleaze. With much practice, one can tell what to toss and to DL.
Someday they will dream you must find out their schemes and define. Someday they will dream you must find out their scheme and define.
PGP keeps drive secure. Got to hope there's no back door. Script program to wipe the files should they enter domicile.
Someday they will come. You must always be strong to survive. Someday they will come. You must always be strong to survive.
All right, here we go. So we on the IRC channel, in case you guys haven't been following along, we're taking questions. Any questions related to the songs, related to us, related to pretty much anything you can think of, we will answer you fully, completely, and wholly accurately, unless we make up the answers because we have no idea, but we will take any question there is. And question number one to Obsidian. What should one do who has no related education or connection to become a full-time private investigator?
Well, to become a full-time private investigator, I would say, first of all, you should look to associations that accredit investigators, such as American Society of Private Investigative Individuals.
Yeah.
That's not a real private investigative agency, but that's just an example.
Right. Kind of like the National Private Investigators Are Us. It's a good community. You could get certified. I think you need a sidekick, right? I mean, if you watch any TV shows with private investigators on them, it's never usually one person. There's always sidekicks involved.
I would say a cape, at the very least, would be essential.
You need a badge. Doesn't have to be like an official badge. I mean, it could be the Hope badge. This year's badge might work.
A badge is important, but not sufficient. I would say a cape and a badge together
could instill fear in the hearts of the people you're investigating.
Hearts and minds, yes. Yeah. You should be able to overtake anybody. But no, there are many national certificating organizations that work with private investigators and upcoming private investigators. So
law enforcement agencies.
Right, the LEOs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, just look to the normal channels for your best tips for moving forward with those types of certifications.
All right. Hope that helps. All right. So jump on IRC, ask us any questions, doesn't matter what they are. As you can see, we can answer anything.
There was a pretty good book called Gumshoe I read once. It had some interesting up and downs of becoming a full-time private investigator story. I think it was published in the mid-80s, so you might need to dig around your local library for it. But it could be a good how-to career guide.
A little start intro. Yes. Intro to PIing. Nice.
Well, cheers. Cheers. My friend, would you like to just make your presence
yourself,
known
yes.
on the air, since we are otherwise here on the record?
My name is Salim. I'm in theory, I'm a physics grad student. In practice, I usually try to code as few lines as possible each day while getting some semblance of work done.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, so got engineering background, legal background, information security background, hack musicians. We got it covered, so let the questions roll. As you guys think, why don't we play a little tune about our buddy Jolly Roger? So back in the early to mid-90s, there was this
Jolly
thing
Roger.
Calling Jolly Roger's Cookbook.
And, that's great.
You know, that was the intro for a lot of people in the early 90s.
I think this song is called The Chemical Menagerie.
It was Chemical Menagerie.
And it's basically a song that, you know, if you're looking for a recipe and you're not hungry for dinner, this would be a good one to pay attention to.
Yep. So here we go.
Thank you. If you wanted picric acid, you could crush a 50 aspirin, but I wouldn't even try it cause it sucks. What I'd rather see you doing if you wanna start a booming is to break into your school lab and go nuts. And start a fluid, spray it in a bottle and light up. Spray it in a bottle and light up. This is a match as in a tennis ball. Throw it at a friend or wall. This bite's so hot I haven't even tried. If you really want to get him back, may I suggest that out of our next smoking mailbox stump is left behind. Smoking mailbox stump is left behind. Perhaps you heard a solid ox, explosive pellets in a box. An item came out, came to the floor. The stuff they use in 88 is now known as Halorate. Present choice of anarchists. The present choice of anarchists. If you want a melting engine block, thermite is the stuff you want. But let me tell you, lighting it just blows. But if you get it burning well, you'll send that pinto straight to hell. A roost that every anarchist must know. Roosted every anarchist must know. A hardware store in 86, the favorite place of anarchists. We all know how they suck in 95. The library is the place to be for rodent freaks like you and me. To start your diss and now it is the time. To start your diss and now it is the time.
So, as you can hear from that, anybody familiar with the Jolly Rogers cookbook from early to mid-90s, there were plenty of instructions that could be found through the underground bulletin board systems that basically had great tips like hollow out a tennis ball, put matchbox head in it, throw it against a wall, and wait for the explosion. And hopefully most listeners today would realize that probably won't do much of anything, but...
did anybody ever try that? They say stuff, match heads in a tennis ball, throw them at a friend or wall, this bite's so hard I haven't even tried.
Yep.
So right.
It's, you know, some of the things in there weren't necessarily
grounded in reality.
Yeah, but yeah, there's some things that were definitely a stretch. But at the time, you know, noobs at the time, they... You know, that might have been the first intro for a lot of people to what was going on back then, you know. And I would say that's, you know, less the intelligent side of the hacking community and more of the, hey, let's do some anarchy type of stuff. You know, this is the first thing that they found. And hopefully it weeded out a lot of people who just really aren't supposed to be doing that kind of thing, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, of all the songs... This one was, we could admit, one of the more juvenile ones. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, kind of basic, you know, as the mage referred to, what would you call it?
Well, it might have been like introductory, like people just coming onto it for the first time. It's like the current version of script kiddies, right? People who just go out there and like, I want to cause some trouble. I'm going to download this thing. I don't know how to read a line of code, but if I run it, I might get something back, right? That's kind of what the Jolly Rogers cookbook was. It was like, do this two or three things and magic should happen. And
right.
And that's not really what the point is about. The point is about, you know, learning about what's out there so intimately that you can take it to the next level, that you can bypass it or you can extend it, and just to have, you know, have that motivation, to have that energy, that excitement or passion.
Understanding the physics or the chemistry, yeah. Either one, depending on what grade of high school that you're in, mm-hmm. Is really, it's just genius, you know. You can interpret that and you can put it to action. And...
yeah, I mean, I think what you can tell from even just the few songs we played so far is like there's a good mix here of you know, we're kind of parodying the scene at the time in some respects, kind of, you know, talking about the things that we saw, you know, but we're also, you know, it's grounded in truths, right, that you need to extend. You've got to learn, you've got to do better, you can't just take things for granted. And, you know, that we apply both pieces to these songs. It's not just, hey, you know, get a red box and make free phone calls. You know, that's, you know, the last song kind of talks to that, right? It's basically saying, hey, you can buy this thing and get free phone calls, sure. But wouldn't you rather learn how to do that? Wouldn't you rather be creative and come up with those techniques rather than just using them? So our songs kind of touch on both sides.
Hijack a telco truck, then tie those fuckers up. Right? Base instinct.
Yep. So what do you think? Maybe should we do, on that subject, how about Anarchy, Why Not Me? This is...
Well, you know, Anarchy in 413, mm-hmm. if we could state it differently, was the quintessential call to action in Western Massachusetts circa... We all know how they suck in 95. The library is the place to be for rodent freaks like you and me.
All right.
Let's go.
So let's do that.
Anarchy of today, not the life of yesterday. Always hearing of crackdowns. Worst nightmare, but phone freaks persevere. War dialing for the tone will lead Gestapo to your home. G-Box works no longer, along with the rest of the colors. Cyanide freak is a thing to take the place of blue boxing.
Well, it's very interesting that we played this song as our last song of the evening.
We probably have time for one more, right? After this, it's about 10 minutes.
Take the rap for those
this is, interesting.
Quarter toes, the fool telco.
But a live operator will surely know. Redbox and you won't need change so long as a party is not in your exchange, right?
Anarchy keeps us free. Anarchy is to be. Anarchy, why not me? Why not me? Why not me? Gestapo would cause our fall, but phone freaks endure all. In 10 years, where will we be? Twice the strength. Keeps us free. Anarchy is to be. Anarchy, why not me? Why not me?
Anarchy is a pretty powerful force, I would say. It kind of overrides the hacker culture, the hacker mentality that we have been espousing for the last, you know, 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a little taste of, you know, something that once was and will forever be. It's hard to really predict or to establish where Exode will be. But one could say that it will be forever, in a certain sense.
Well, even the question in the song, right? Where will we be in 10 years? Like, that's not like a point in time question. It's always, right? Things are evolving, things are changing, and you know, with the mindsets we have, it's hopefully nothing is stagnant. And, you know, over the course of 10 years, things should evolve, things should change. And, you know, if we're not making that change, there's something wrong. Like, by us, you know, I mean, everybody here, everybody listening, everybody at this conference, everybody that's tuning in, you know, it's up to the people with the thoughts and minds. You know, this audience really is on the cutting edge. You know, technology is changing the world, and the people listening in here are on the cusp of that and can actually make a difference.
Now, if you want to get in touch, We would welcome that. The address is 2600 at exode.com, E-X, like X-ray, O-D-E.com. And thanks for listening.
Should we play out to a tune?
Let's do that.
What would you like, the Payphone Blues or HPVACCC?
I think Payphone Blues would be a more meaningful
outro. It would be a little bit
more outro.
So here we go. Last tune of the night. Thanks for tuning in. This is Forgotten 24/7. Obsidian Mirage.
Selim, bidding you farewell. Selim,
we will talk to you soon. See you in 2 years.
The car right over and I started to laugh. I'm gonna do this payphone, I decided at last. I started with a blowtorch, but that didn't last. I melted down the handset, then I ran out of gas. Moved on to the sledgehammer, oh what a thrill. Aiming for that cash box, how the change would spill. Armor-plated fortress, just wouldn't die. It was then that I decided it was burn my time. Rust and aluminum for the fucked up payphone blues. I started it and burned it, then I got away. Smoking chunks of payphone were flying away. It burned right through the top and continued inside. But I had no patience, it was almost time to fly. Now the most important test of the red LED. Did it have enough torque to rip the payphone free? I wrapped the chain around it and I fastened it secure. Move them to the driver's seat, pedal to the floor. I learned from a shotgun and I looked behind. A bloody pavement stump is all that mine. Sound of dragon steel on pavement was sublime. Reminded me of Hector and Achilles' crime. Looked out back behind me and what did I see? Fucking both police were bearing straight down on me. I didn't even flinch because Panzerfaust was loaded. You should have seen the fire as the gas tank.